We're here at the Microsoft. How's it going, Stefan? How are you doing?
It's going fine. It's going good.
Yeah,
we're beautiful talking. Beautiful day in Seattle.
It is lovely. It looks like crap in Seattle today. This is horrible. You have a nice office, though, dude. It's dark and scary in here, man.
It's great view to a rainy day. We can actually fix that.
You gonna turn the lights on? Don't do that.
It's okay. Ready?
Oh, no.
Alright.
So you only have one monitor.
I do.
Is this by choice, or are you a lesser individual at the on the ASP.NET team? You're a powerful man. Why don't you have two monitors?
Actually, I do. You're leaning on the second one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a museum relic.
I remember when the Trinitron with the two lines.
If we wait the 30 seconds for it to warm up, you can see the two little wire lines.
Those wire lines were awesome. So. Very cool. So you're doing caching. Is that correct?
Yes. Object caching. And what's new in 4.0? So... folks should remember, right, we have the object cache in 2.0 and 3.5 in ASP.NET. That's in the system web caching namespace. And one of the repeated requests we've had over the years is, it's a really useful feature. Can you please actually ship it in some logical place so that I don't have to drag system web DLL along every single time I want to use an object cache?
Yeah, I've shown demos where I've brought in a console application. I add a reference to system.web. Panic ensues. I show them how great it is to use the cache outside, and they freak out.
Yes. So even though that's been supported, it's, like you said, it's sort of odd. You're like, why the heck am I in the middle of a WinForms or a client or a console app dragging in system web? So what we did in the 4.0 framework is we took that same technology, we factored it out, and we moved it into a new assembly called System Runtime Caching. So when you folks are working with Beta 2, you'll see that there. It's got a couple of goodies in it. It has a bunch of base types that are, they're abstract and unsealed, so that if you want to build your own cache implementations, you can basically build off the same framework we use. And then it's got a concrete memory cache, which is, in essence, the new reincarnation of what was the old ASP.NET object cache. And that's what we're going to, show you a few quick things here today. So, first off...
Can you give me a little control scroll, love, there?
Okay, yeah.
We need to make this giant fonts. So hit down control... And then scroll the other way.
There we go.
Big. There we go. Ah.
Are we good? Okay.
Now we can do our poor man's screencast.
Okay. So we're in the middle of a WinForms app. We pulled in the new runtime caching namespace.
Okay. This is 4.0 WinForms app.
Hey.
People should stop. WinForms is great.
I was going to say, I admit, I'm not a WPF dev, but I know how to at least drag the buttons around for Windows 4.
Nothing wrong with that.
So hopefully you get the close-up there of the references list. The main thing is you noticed, A, there is no system.web.dll there, so no oddball assembly floating around, and then got it highlighted, there's our new runtime caching assembly.
I see it.
So for the sort of simple first demo, all I'm going to do is I'm actually just going to read a little text file off disk, this stuff.txt thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out and hook up, you'll notice here, this file change monitor.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, hey, now go monitor that file on disk, and then go stick the contents into the new object cache.
Now, is this a new API? It's not the typical one that we saw in system.web.
Correct. If we actually look at the code up top, you'll see that I've got this new type called an object cache. That's actually the base caching type have.
We'll actually unselect that. I can see it better.
Okay.
Okay. Memory cache dot default.
Right. And so we did that just to make sort of everyone's lives easier. We know, nonetheless, the majority of the time, people just want a cache instance. And so we made it very easy to say, hey, just give me this generic memory cache.
Mm-hmm.
So with that done, from there, the actual way you interact with it, for the most part, methods like set and add, those should be very familiar to folks who've used ASP.NET before.
Mm-hmm.
Some naming conventions have changed a little bit. So we have things like a cache item policy, which is just a very simple object where we can put all kinds of eviction and expiration information, and it's very familiar to the ASP.NET developers. It's just, instead of having a method with 18 parameters, we just go hang it all off of a class. And then what's nice here, this host file change monitor, this is the same file change based cache eviction that you have in ASP.NET, but we factored it out. So you can use it from inside of a WinForms app, you can use it from ASP.NET.
Now, that'll watch for changes, that's an NTFS thing?
Well, yeah, actually what's interesting, the reason why we have sort of that odd name host file change monitor is the way it works is outside of ASP.NET, we actually use the base class libraries directory change monitor. And so again, yeah, that builds, all of this ultimately routes down to Windows file change notifications. Mm-hmm. But when you're running inside of ASP.NET, we're actually aware of this type, we know about it. And what we'll do is we'll actually wire you up to ASP.NET's file change notification system, which is a little bit more performant and scalable for server apps.
Very cool.
So okay, we've got the code here, and basically, real quick, we'll go run it. We'll display the content. So great, there's something that's sitting in that text file.
Okay,
so we keep on pulling it up, right? Nothing's changed. So now we'll go on disk. Here's my notepad document, so whatever, we'll go change it.
All right.
So go out, we'll save that.
And your app is still running. You're not going to restart it.
Right, my app's still running. I hit display contents, bang, it automatically picked up the changes.
Very cool.
So there we go. Basically, everything you could do before in ASP.NET, you can now do it with a new refactor type sitting inside of a WinForms, WPF, console services app, you name it.
Now, what if I want to extend this in some way, make my own cache?
Perfect. So like I said earlier, both the base type, the object cache, and all of its sort of attendant leaf nodes, and then also the concrete memory cache, all these things are either alternately abstract or unsealed. So taking the memory cache as an example, and again, I'll just zoom that up so we can see what we're looking at. You can see here this memory cache with region facade.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see I derive it from memory cache.
Okay.
Now, in this case, I mean, I just very quickly, all I did was I overrode the set method, so those are the three ones on the screen, and then I overrode my two get methods. And the reason why I did that is that in the actual public API of the new object cache, you'll see all over the place we have this region name, so that's there because we know, you know, things like velocity, for example, have the concept of partitioning. Now, our memory cache, because we pulled it over from ASP.NET, in itself is still like one Uber Mongo region. It doesn't really understand partition.
Uber Mongo, that'd be a highly technical term.
Very, very technical term here, yes. So all I did was sort of, the lowbrow, the old trick of, hey, you know, if you give me a region, I'll just go stuff it into the key so that underneath the hood, the object, or specifically the memory cache, still thinks it's one big region, but from the point of view of the developer, they think they have a partition cache.
But everything's virtual and abstract, so I could go and make a secure one with
encryption
or whatever.
Right. People have asked for over the years, have asked things like, how do I add encryption to the cache? How do I add compression to the cache? And this is the case, like the way you do it is you take the concrete cache, you derive from it, and basically you plug in the decryption encryption ops before you talk to the underlying memory cache. And again, the theory would be over time if we, Microsoft, for example, build additional concrete implementations, similarly we'd make them, you know, derivable and extendable so you can clip in the same kind of extensions.
And a third party cache company could do the same thing.
Yeah, and again, that was actually part of the motivation. We know that, you know, there's both open source and ISV vendors who make different kinds of distributed caches and modified caches. It is to say, look, whether you want to build it from scratch off the object cache base type, or if you just want to use our memory cache as one of the components of your technology, go right ahead. That's part of the intent of factoring this all out, so it's not a black box anymore.
That's hot.
So real quick here with that memory cache that has the region, this is basically the exact same code we were just looking at. The only difference is I just have a slightly different variable reference because, right, I have a different cache implementation. But beyond that, right, I'm still using a file change monitor. I'm still calling the set method. Everything's still working the same. And then if I scroll down one more time, here's the variation of where I'm using the cache, and you can see I'm explicitly passing in like a region parameter. So just showing different variations of using it with and without a region. But from the point of view of the developer who writes the code, nothing changes. It's the same set of APIs, it's the same consistent programming interface. You don't have to run around all over the place in your code and suddenly do ugly things where, like with the old system web cache object, there was no extensibility. So you want to add more functionality, so you're like, how do I do that cleanly? I mean, you can't, right? With this, you just write a new derived type and that you just start using that from within your code.
So people who are using system web caching now can keep using it, but they should...
Absolutely.
In new stuff, they should move over.
Yeah, so the way it works there for regardless, ASP.NET developers or folks who use system web DLL outside of the web, yeah, system web cache, I mean, it doesn't go away. It's still fully supported, right? It still works the same way. But sort of a couple of recommendations. One is if you are lucky enough to be building a brand new app from scratch and you need to do object caching, like Scott just said, the recommendation is move to the new memory cache because that's where we're going to sort of put all of our technology investments going forward. Second thing is just an interesting technical tidbit. In ASP.NET, again, we did make modifications so that it's aware of both the existing system web cache and cache object, and it's aware of the memory cache. So when we do things like scavenging, trying to keep memory under control, we take both kinds of caches into account to keep everything in balance. So you're not going to have like two different cache implementations fighting with each other. We do sort of keep both of them under control.
Very cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to show me that. I really appreciate it.
All right.
I'm going to check out your Trinitron here. We'll fire it up and see how long that takes.